Good morning. Coming up on 8:38 here on the Mighty 690, it's time for our update from Coffeeville's Reawakening. Joining us, we have Denise York in studio. Good morning, Denise. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, James. How are you doing?
Hey, you're doing well. So it's an exciting morning here. We kind of got things started with some percussion with the thunder and that sort of thing,
if you
heard that. So,
love a good thunderstorm.
Yeah,
right?
I know we got some power lines leaning over up on North Sunflower, but the weather refinery, not sure if that was caused by there's a big wind gust that came through, so I don't know. But anyway, it was an interesting start to the morning there.
Well, let's have an interesting end to the day.
That's right. Hey, some good stuff there. So getting started here. Well, you also, first of all, I know you have some updates and that sort of thing. And then we have a guest to bring on as well.
We do have a guest. So, yes. You know, just a couple things I want to throw out that's coming up. Library Escape Room. There's a fundraiser going on at the library over the next few days through Saturday. I don't know anything that much about it, but I was reading about it. Sounds like it would be fun. So, you know, if you're bored or need something to do, go support the library and go over there to the escape room and let me know how that went.
Yeah, up to six people, I think. You can have as little as one, as many as six for that, and that should be a fun little activity there.
Yep. So that, and then Christmas in July, the pool party's coming up, July 25th, 5 to 8. That's next Tuesday. I think it's $1 to get in.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, they'll shut the pool down at 4 and then reopen at 5 and get everybody in, so hopefully it'll be in the 100-degree weather, so it'll be nice to be there. I think bouncy houses and all this stuff. August 1st is a national night out that they do every year, so that's up at the pool also. Another big night, Tuesday from 5:30 to 8, so save the date on that one. And outdoor movies. We've got one coming up in August, but I'm going to wait and let... We have Wyatt Starnes with us, and he's our event coordinator for the Midland Theater Board. So I promised last week we'd go more in depth on Vaudeville and, you know, the lineup and everything. So I brought Wyatt along with me.
Woot, woot.
Yep. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you're wooting, so we needed to welcome you.
So Vaudeville is August 5th at 7 p.m., Benefield Auditorium at Roosevelt Middle School. That's a change of venue for the year. And tickets are now on sale, $30. You can get them online or from any board member. Chambers also selling them.
Yep. I have some down at Commercial Bank as well.
Yep. And then Reawakening. So there's a lot of places to go pick those up. But so Wyatt.
Yes.
I was going to let you tell
us. Yeah, I'll take over for Vaudeville. So this is our 8th Vaudeville. I think we started these back in 2016. I'm fairly new to the board, so it's kind of my second. But the 8th one we've had. They're kind of, like the name implies, a vaudeville variety show. We have some awesome talent that is local that come back to support the Midland, and it's just a great time. So we have Lindsay Euler-Goldapp. She is our hostess extraordinaire, MC. She's returning this year. She does a phenomenal job kind of hosting the show from beginning to end. She, I believe, has a comedy troupe or something in Dallas. So she's amazing, and so she brings not just herself but her family back. They are local to Coffeeville, and they perform several songs together. They joke around with each other while they're on stage. It's a great time. And then we've also got Luke and Tori DeWitt. Tori is actually a Coffeeville native as well. Her and her brother Cooper Smart, who is actually performing for the first time this year. They are very talented musicians. They have more talent in their pinky toe than I probably do in my whole body. So good for them. We have John Gray. I believe he's from Independence. He comes down and sings a duet with Lindsay. It's a great time. We've got Mark Mayfield.
Mark's a Caney native.
Yes. Yep.
He's a comedian.
A comedian, motivational speaker. I mean, man of many hats. So he does all that. He's a great time. And then we have Pete Walterscheid coming back. He's performed in the past, and he hasn't been able to make it the last couple shows, but he will be back this year. And I believe he does like a magic show.
I've never seen it,
so I couldn't really give you a lot of pointers on it, but I'm excited to see what he brings this year. But yeah, I mean, you've hit the main points. The biggest thing I want to point out is we've done it at CCC in the past. They are also under construction, much like our theater is, so we are swapping to RMS this year. They have graciously let us take over there, and it's at 7 o'clock, $30 a ticket, best night out all year. I think that's really it.
That's a great event. And, of course, if people haven't seen the auditorium over there, it's magnificent.
Oh, it's beautiful. And, actually, it looks a lot like the theater that we'll have at the Midland. It's almost identical in a way. So it'll be kind of fun to swap it up and just see what it looks like.
Oh, yep. That's going to be a really great night. And then, of course, there's the after party that you can the ticket gets you into as well, correct?
Yep, you get to go to the after party, which is at the Reawakening Building. You're going to have to tell me the address, Denise.
It's 115 West 9th. We were hoping, I think Lisa thought we might be in at the Midland this year for the after party. That didn't quite work out, so next year for sure, after party will be at the Midland.
Denise said that, so just know it was Denise that said next year for sure.
Okay. Don't hold me down.
I won't hold you to it.
I think so. I mean, we are pretty close this year.
We are. We're extremely close. There's just a few little things, carpeting and that.
Well,
are
and everything's
left.
Taken longer to get.
Just, it is.
That's the real holdup. Well, you know, you might have the labor, but just waiting on deliveries or that sort of thing.
Waiting
on
deliveries. Oh, yeah. And then we are competing with the college Pete's, the sidewalks and all the construction going on around town, which is great, but you get in line for the concrete, the equipment.
All the things.
Yeah. So.
And then the other point was ticket sales. We have a link on Facebook where you can buy tickets online, or you can find a board member, swing by the Chamber, Reawakening, Commercial Bank. We've got tickets there as well.
You can buy them that night.
I was going to say you can buy them the night of, so we have plenty of tickets for people to buy.
And we almost sold out last year at the college, and that seats around
300 or so.
Yeah, a little bit under 300. This auditorium holds 700 to 800.
Yeah, yeah.
So we've got room.
Yeah.
So bring your friends, your grandma, your coworker. It'll be a great night.
And this is the main fundraiser for the Midland Theater Operations Fund. So we go out and we ask for donations for capital to get the Midland up and running, but our day-to-day insurance, electrical, all that kind of stuff.
So people don't think about that. Yeah, you now have the air conditioning running, right? And that sort of thing. So the cost is going to go up as we, have some more of these projects completed.
It's going up quite a bit as we get things completed. But Vaudenville has always been able to sustain us for the year in the bills that we are paying. So.
Hey, we all want the Midland to be up and running as soon as possible. So, come out and support it. This is your way you enjoy a great show and to be able to get us going on this.
Yep.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, very good. Well, I hope everyone can make it out and give us the dates real quick once again for those folks just joining us for Vaudenville.
Oh, Vaudenville is August 5th at 7 p.m. I believe the doors open 6:30-ish at RMS, and it usually goes about 2 hours, so 7 to 9-ish.
Okay. Good deal. It's going to be a great evening. So, yes.
I will.
Contact your local board member or Chamber of Commerce, all that good stuff on the tickets. It's going to be a good one.
So, plenty of fun for the night.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Anything else we need to know here as far as the Midland?
No, anything on the outdoor movie, the National Treasure, August 26th.
Yeah, so we've got the first movie night, August 26th. National Treasure, downtown. It's always a good time, and it's always fun to see people come out and support. We can't quite get into the Midland yet, so why not hang out, right outside of it? And so it's a great time. We've got some things lined up for the night, so be checking our Facebook for updates on that.
What are some of those things? Don't you have some special activities?
So the Chamber Ambassadors are putting together a scavenger hunt for kids that night to kind of play in with the National Treasure theme, since it is kind of a scavenger hunt. So we've got that lined up. The details are still kind of being fine-tuned on that one, so that'll be coming up. We've got, of course, popcorn and drinks and all that fun jazz, and then we're hopefully going to get some other activities for kids to really just make it a fun event for the whole family.
It's going to be great. I know I enjoyed it last year, and I caught some of those, and it's going to be another great time here this year.
Oh, yeah.
Being able to catch some of those outdoor movies. There's something special about that.
Yeah, I agree.
Yep.
All righty. Well, it's going to be a good time. And if folks do want to, of course, maybe learn more about the Midland, I know you've got the website and that sort of thing up and running, right?
Yep. We've got a website, Facebook. We are branching out into, Instagram, TikTok for the younger crowd.
Sure.
So be checking us out on there. I
love coffeeville.com. Can get you to all of the Chamber City, Reawakening, all the websites. So.
Yep.
Well, we know everyone likes local events and movies and all that sort of thing. So this ties together things that really hit home for I think about everyone. So
yeah,
and just come out and support. I mean, that's what we need. Library needs support on their fundraisers. Yep. The Cedar Bluff needs support, you know, for their bingo night. So Midland needs support.
We all do. But yeah, every little bit helps.
That's right.
So. Alrighty, well, Denise and Wyatt, good to have you on here.
Thanks for having us.
You stop by any time that we can help you out with anything.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Alrighty, and we will be getting started with Open Line here in just a couple of minutes here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.